Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Todd Ritchie. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting second, the shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third, the DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ricky Gutierrez. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth, the catcher, Eddie Perez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Branyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thome hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Freeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Colon fires to first and picks off Clayton. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lawton picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Lawton. Konerko scores. Valentin goes all the way around to score. Lee moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Tommy takes first base on ball four. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Brannion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ricky Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russell Brannion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannion is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bradley. Lee reaches second base with a double. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colon spins and fires to second, with Vizquel covering, and Lee is picked off. Two outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Waller's now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lofton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks strikes out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome is called out on strikes. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Branyan. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive towards first. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Konerko scores. There goes Valentin trying to get to home. Lawton throws the ball into Gutierrez, who relays the ball to Perez, who tags Valentin, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Rowand now playing left field. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 2 in the game. Branyan strikes out. two outs. Eddie Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards third. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jared Rigan now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clayton hits a fly ball into left field. Branyan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lawton. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Lawton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.